Now I'm going to read some verses from that Bible just now, the Bible we have just been singing about, and this is a story that we will all know very well. We'll know it probably from we ourselves were at Sunday school or at children's meetings many, many years ago. Here's what it says. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the crowd, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. We know God will add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Now, boys and girls, you know, I thought to myself, I wished I had a great story to tell the boys and girls. You see, all week, boys and girls, you've been hearing great stories about people in the Bible. You've heard funny stories about little dogs called Diesel, and funny stories about little boys throwing stones, which they shouldn't do, and many, many other stories. But I thought today I would tell you a story out of the Bible. I've brought my Bible along this afternoon, boys and girls, because I want to tell you a story out of that Bible. But you see, in true children's meeting fashion, I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm going to see if there's some boy or some girl, will rule the adults out for this wee quiz, can guess who the story is about this afternoon. And if you guess, I've got a wee prize up here, and I'll see maybe that David runs down and gives you a wee prize. But I haven't told you anything yet, so you can't tell me who the story's about yet. But it's a story out of the Bible, and the Lord Jesus told us this story. Now, boys and girls, here's your clue. Last week, I met a friend of mine. And this friend, boys and girls, was talking to me, and I said, you called him Billy. I says, Billy, what have you been at this weekend? Well, that was last weekend. And he says, you'll never guess what I done. Me and my wife went for a walk. And because he lives in Belfast, what do you think he walked to see? Any boy or girl think of what happened last? There's a hand right in the middle. The tall ships. Now, David, you come up and you get something and you take it down to that wee fella in a nice stripy shirt. Okay. That's right. He went all the way down. He dandered down with his wife, May, and she walked and he walked down to see the tall ships. Now, I'm sure there's grown-ups here this afternoon, and I'm sure there's boys and girls, and they went with their mummies and daddies last Saturday down to see, or last Friday, down to see these lovely big ships. Well, I says, well, Billy, what was it like? And do you know what he said to me? He says, ha, he says, a walk like that there. He says, just along with the crowd. And do you know what he said to me, boys and girls? He says, do you know what? I could hardly see a thing. There was that much of a crowd. Now, I wonder, does that remind you of a story in the Bible about someone who went to see something? And do you know what, boys and girls? He couldn't see a thing because of the crowd. I wonder who that was. There's a hand went up like lightning. It was like a shot and back down again. Yes, Zacchaeus. That's right, David. You run, do your thing again there, would you? And boys and girls, I want to tell you this afternoon a story about Zacchaeus. That's not coming up. Garth will maybe do that for me there. I want to tell you this afternoon, boys and girls, a story about Zacchaeus. And I've brought him along with me here. Here he is. And the Bible tells us that he got stuck in a crowd. Now I'm going to tell you the story of Zacchaeus. But first of all, boys and girls, I want to tell you about Zacchaeus. You see, boys and girls, Zacchaeus was a very unpopular sort of guy. He was very unpopular. And do you know why he was very unpopular? He was so unpopular, everybody hated Zacchaeus. Isn't that awful? Imagine to be known in the town as somebody that was so unpopular that everybody hated him. And do you know why he was hated? He was hated, boys and girls, because of his job. Now, we all know about jobs in towns, and well, everybody says, oh, I wouldn't like his job, or I wouldn't like her job, and guess I wouldn't take that job for £1 million a week. Isn't that what they say? Well, Zacchaeus' job was a tax collector. And do you know what, boys and girls? He went round the town and he collected all the tax that he had to give to the government in the times of the Bible. But not only was he a very unpopular man because of his job, but the Bible teaches that he was a very sinful man. He was a very sinful man, and you know how we know that? This is what he did. Now, you tell me if this is right or wrong. Well, Zacchaeus said to government, I want you to go into the town, and I want you to take £100 off everybody in the town. Well, what do you think Zacchaeus did? Zacchaeus came down into the town and he would have went over to someone. And what do you think he said? Yes? That's right. He would have came and said, listen, you owe the government not £100, but £200. And what do you think he did with the extra £100? Yes? He put it into his own bank account or into his own pocket. And you know, not only was he a very sinful man, but he was a very rich man. Do you think that was the right thing to do, boys and girls, to cheat people out of their money? No, it was not. And because he cheated people out of his money, out of their money, he was regarded as a very sinful man. But it made him rich. He was very rich. Oh, Zacchaeus had a lovely house. Zacchaeus, if he had have walked down the street, not only did they know him because he was a tax collector, they knew him because he had the finest clothes. I'm sure he had many servants and a lovely big garden. Maybe he had a pool out the back of his garden. You never know. But listen, Zacchaeus was a very rich man. But listen, boys and girls, Zacchaeus was very curious. What does it mean to be curious? Anybody tell me? Anybody? Curious, yes?
It means to think about something.
You really think hard about something. That's a good answer. But wanting to know more and always poking his nose into things and always doing things to try and find out. That's right. He was a very curious man. Because he had heard, boys and girls, about a man that was moving about the country and his name was Jesus. And Zacchaeus was so curious that he wanted to go and see this man who was called Jesus. Why did he want to go? Well, boys and girls, he had heard that this man called Jesus was able to do miracles. Now, I'm sure if somebody come to Lisburn and was able to do miracles, I'm sure you would want to go and see that person. But there's nobody does miracles now, so there's not. Listen, boys and girls. He wanted to go and see this miracle worker. He wanted to go and see this man who was said funny things, but very peculiarly, they all worked out right. And he was so curious about the Lord Jesus, he decided one day that he would go and see the Lord Jesus. Well, boys and girls, off he went into town. And you know what? Who did he meet in town? He met a crowd. That's right, look. And there was people on top of people. And there was boys and girls running around looking. And there was people pushing and people stretching their necks up and people trying to see through over the top of other people. And boys and girls, the more Zacchaeus pushed and pushed and pushed, guess what? The more the crowd got tighter and tighter and tighter. And because he was so unpopular, boys and girls, if any of the grown-ups seen Zacchaeus pushing his way, you know what they did? They pushed all the harder. They took their elbow and gave him a good shove out of the way. After all, he was unpopular. He was sinful. He was a tax collector. You're not getting in here, they said. And they pushed out Zacchaeus. But you know, Zacchaeus really, really wanted to see the Lord Jesus. Zacchaeus really, really wanted to go and at least see or hear what the Lord Jesus... Maybe the Lord Jesus was going to do a miracle. And he would have loved to have seen this. Maybe the Lord Jesus was going to say something. And he wanted to hear what this man Jesus was going to say. But not only was he very curious, boys and girls... He was very determined. Hands up, mums and dads, if you think your child's very determined. I know some of them, and they are really determined. Well, Zacchaeus was very determined. What do you think he did, boys and girls? Now, you've answered two or three times. There's a girl, yes. He climbed up a tree. Now, here's your hardest question. What sort of tree was it? Yes. Good lad, a sycamore tree. He's real clever. I noticed him last week. Now, listen. He ran on ahead because he was so determined, boys and girls. He ran on ahead. And any boys like to climb trees? There's a whole lot of girls' hands up too. That's great. I always could climb a tree, but I never could get back down again. Look, Zacchaeus ran up and climbed a tree. Do you know why he climbed a tree? Because the Bible tells us he was very small. Very determined, but very small. And the Bible tells us, boys and girls, that he ran right round the crowd and right round the outside and away up the road before the crowd got there. And he come to the loveliest big sycamore tree and he spied a really special branch up that tree, and he climbed up that tree, boys and girls, and there he sat and waited. Now, I don't know, boys and girls, if he hid behind the leaves. I don't know, boys and girls, if he sat on a lovely comfy branch and sort of said, well, nobody will know I'm up here and I might get a bird's eye view. Well, boys and girls, he still couldn't see very much. But then all of a sudden, the whole crowd started to move down the road. The whole crowd, boys and girls, started to wind its way towards Zacchaeus. And he thought to himself, I'm in the bird's eye seat. I'm going to be able to see this man Jesus because I'm away up here. And all them people that hate me so much are all down on the ground. Well, boys and girls, do you know what happened? The crowd, as it moved closer and moved closer, it started to slow down. And all of a sudden, boys and girls, a man came out of the crowd and stopped underneath the sycamore tree. Wonder who that was. I wonder who stopped. Yes, there's a boy there. It was the Lord Jesus, good boy, that's the right answer. He stopped underneath Zacchaeus' tree, underneath that big sycamore tree where he was hiding behind the branches, the Lord Jesus stopped. And guess what, boys and girls? The crowd went silent. And as Zacchaeus looked out through the leaves, guess what the Lord Jesus did? The Lord Jesus looked up. Boys and girls, I wonder what went through Zacchaeus' mind. I wonder what Zacchaeus thought when he looked down and saw the Lord Jesus stopping and looking up into the tree that he was up, and looking right to the branch that he was sitting on, and looking right into the face that he was looking out of. I wonder what Zacchaeus saw or thought. That's what he thought. He can see me. Zacchaeus thought, boys and girls, that he was hiding behind the branch, that he was up the tree, away out of sight, yet the Lord Jesus stopped and looked up, and Zacchaeus said to himself, he can see me. And not only that, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus opened his mouth and shouted up to the tree, Zacchaeus! Well, I'm sure Zacchaeus near fell off the branch for excitement. Not only did the Lord Jesus see me, he thought, but also, boys and girls, he knows me. Do you know what, boys and girls? Zacchaeus was absolutely flabbergasted because the Lord Jesus knew his name. But you know, out of all the people that the Lord Jesus could have stopped and spoke to, out of all the trees in the country the Lord Jesus could have stopped and looked up, it had to be Zacchaeus' tree, isn't that right? And the Lord Jesus stopped and shouted up, Zacchaeus. What did he say, boys and girls? Did he say, what are you doing up there, and give off, tell him? No, he did not. I'll tell you what he said. He said, boys and girls, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house. Do you know what he said, boys and girls? Zacchaeus, look, hurry up and come down, because see, today I want to go to your house. Well, Zacchaeus thought to himself, I can't believe this. Not only can he see me, not only does he know me, but boys and girls, he wants to come to my house. He wants me. Boys and girls, nobody ever wanted this sinful man, Zacchaeus. Nobody ever wanted to go to his house. Nobody ever wanted this man, Zacchaeus, before. Yet the Lord Jesus wanted him. He can see me. He knows me. He wants me. You know, we were laughing last week because there's a wee chorus, and it goes like this. Zacchaeus was a very little man, and a very little man was he. He climbed up into a sycamore tree. Why? For the Saviour he wanted to see. And as the Saviour passed that way, he looked up to that tree and he said, Zacchaeus, will you come down? Because I'm going to your house for tea. I love that wee chorus. We should have sang it today, but it didn't have the music. Well, okay, boys and girls. Not only did the Lord Jesus see Zacchaeus, not only did the Lord Jesus know Zacchaeus, but listen, this is the best part of all. The Lord Jesus wanted Zacchaeus. What do you think he did? What do you think this wee man stuck up a tree did? Do you think, boys and girls, he just took his time and said, listen, I don't really want to come down because you're only going to shout at me because I'm a tax collector. You're only going to shout at me because I'm regarded as an unpopular man. No. What do you think he did, boys and girls? Anybody know? Yes, right in the back. He came down. Now, there's the word I wanted you to use was he hurried up and come down. Yes, the Lord Jesus said, make haste and come down. And guess what he did, boys and girls? He made haste and he did. He came down as quick as he could come down. And you know what, boys and girls? He took the Lord Jesus to his house. He took the Lord Jesus right into his house. And maybe they did have, the Bible doesn't tell us. The wee chorus says, I'm going to your house for tea. But listen, he wouldn't have brought the Lord Jesus to his house without giving him something to eat. Sure he wouldn't. Listen, boys and girls. Not only did the Lord Jesus see Zacchaeus, not only does he know Zacchaeus, not only did he want Zacchaeus, sin and all, but listen, that day, Zacchaeus says, he can have me. I wonder, boys and girls, can we say that tonight? How do you know that, David? Well, the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus told him all about his sin. And the Lord Jesus would have told him all about the wrong things that he had done. And especially about cheating on all the taxpayers. And especially about all his riches. And why he was so unpopular with all the townsfolk. And the Lord Jesus would have told him all these things. And you know what? That day, Zacchaeus asked the Lord Jesus to forgive him of his sin. That day, boys and girls, Zacchaeus said to the Lord Jesus, come into my life, take away my sin. And you know what? That day, he said, you can have me. He'd never been wanted before, but this time, boys and girls, he can have me. He trusted in the Lord Jesus. But you know, the Lord Jesus told him that the Son of Man is come to seek and to save who? That which was lost. You know, boys and girls, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about this memory verse, and I thought to myself, let's make it simpler. The Lord Jesus came. That's what the Son of Man means. The Son of Man means the Lord Jesus. He came from heaven down to earth. Why did he come to earth? For men and people like Zacchaeus. Men and people and boys and girls like Zacchaeus who realized they had done wrong, who realized that they had sinned, who realized that they were sinful and asked the Lord Jesus to forgive them of their sin, to come into their heart, to trust the Lord Jesus. And that's why he came, to seek and to save those who were lost in their sin. Ah, but I'm not lost, David. The Bible teaches us that we are all lost in our sinfulness. But you know, boys and girls, I want to think about ourselves. There's not much point telling you a nice wee story out of the Bible without putting it over to ourselves. Listen, boys and girls. The Bible tells us that he can see us. The Bible tells us, boys and girls, just like Zacchaeus, you put your name in there, he can see who? Me. The Bible tells us that he can see me. Wonder what he sees, boys and girls. And mums and dads, I wonder what he sees when Lord Jesus looks into your heart. What does he see? Does he see someone who is nice, someone who is righteous, someone who maybe tries their best and maybe does all the good things? Do you know, I would love the Lord Jesus to see all the good things that I would do. There's some of us here and we do good works. We do the right thing. We go to the right places. We look at the right things. We try our best to be right in the eyes of God. And that's a great thing to do. But God sees everything. Not only does he see the good that we do, but he also sees the bad that we do. Do you know what the Bible teaches, boys and girls, in Job? The Bible teaches that God sees everything. And there's no darkness too dark to hide wickedness. So if we get those who are wicked, God sees the bad things as well. So boys and girls and mums and dads, not only can he see us, but guess what? He knows us as well. Boys and girls and older people, always remember, not only can God see us, He knows us. There's not a thing we do that God doesn't know. Do you know, I was reminded of the story, boys and girls. Right, boys? I was remembered of the story about a football team. And they worked really hard, boys and girls, to win the match. But the truth be told, they weren't as good as the opposite team. And see, at the end of the match, you see this all the time. At the end of the match, boys and girls, there they were, shaking hands with their opponents, although they had lost, taking their sweatshirts off and giving them the sweatshirts and shaking hands and all. Well, I'm sure, boys and girls, they would have loved to. Oh, I'm sure they were raging with themselves for losing. And yet, God knows exactly what's in their hearts. God knows exactly what is in our hearts. He knows why we do things. Yes, he can see what we do, but he knows why we do things. And not only does he know us, he wants us. Ach, David, nobody wants me. I'm good enough the way I am. I don't need the Lord Jesus. Listen, boys and girls. The Bible tells us that he wants us. And do you know why I know that? Because the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus came from heaven and died on a cross. Maybe you're a parent here this afternoon and you think to yourself, "Oh, well, that's all right, David. That's a story for the boys and girls." Listen, older people, it's for you as well. Yes, the Lord Jesus came so that boys and girls can have their sins forgiven. But listen, he came so that older folks can have their sins forgiven. If you think today that the Lord Jesus can see everything that you do, and if that's not bad enough, if you think that the Lord Jesus knows why you do the things you do, then think to yourself, the Lord Jesus came because he wants me. Just like Zacchaeus was really, really bad. He was so sinful, yet the Lord Jesus wanted him. He wants us as well. The Lord Jesus, boys and girls, died on a cross and shed his precious blood so that boys and girls, and yes, older folks too, can have their sins forgiven. The Lord Jesus paid the price. He paid the price on the cross so that we could have our sins forgiven. Now listen, I wonder, is there someone here tonight can say the last one, he can have me? I wonder, is there some boy or girl this week has said to the Lord Jesus, "Lord Jesus, I know I have done wrong. I know I am a sinner. And I want you to come into my life." He can have me. Maybe there's some older person here and has never thought about it before. Has never thought about why we have a church. Why we have this person in the Bible that's called the Lord Jesus. They've never thought of, "Well, I don't think of things like that, David." Well, listen, maybe it's time you did start to think. Because he can see us. He knows us. He wants us. Well, it's about time we said he can have us. And we should be like Zacchaeus and ask forgiveness for the sin in our lives. And ask him to come into our hearts and to be our very special Savior and friend. And do you know what? Does our story end there? No, it doesn't. I'm glad the pastor read that because he's a better reader than me. Listen, I'm glad he read that because the story ends like this. There's a happy ending. What does Zacchaeus do, boys and girls? Do you think he went back to his old tax-collecting sinful ways? No, he didn't. He stood up, the Bible tells us. He stood up and he said, "Lord, the half of my goods I'll give to the poor. And see if I've taken..." Do you remember we talked about the £200? Do you remember? "See if I've taken that extra £100 off somebody and I wasn't supposed to. I'm going to give it back to that person. And not only am I going to give it back to that person, I'm going to multiply it by 4. That's right. I'm going to multiply it by 4. So instead of giving them that cheated £100, I'm going to, Lord, give them £400. Because I am sorry for my sin." Boys and girls and mums and dads, what a change. What a change in Zacchaeus' life. What a change the Lord Jesus could make to a sinful man. And it was the Lord Jesus that made the difference. Now, what about you tonight, boys and girls? This afternoon in church, what about you? Do you think you need a change? Do you realize that God can see you? Do you realize that God knows all about your heart? Do you realize, boys and girls, that He wants you? Do you realize that it's today you need to say to Him, He can have me? And if you turn to the Lord Jesus this afternoon, boys and girls, and mums and dads, then you can have the change that only the Lord Jesus can bring about. My, what a difference. The next time He goes down the street, what's the people? They can't turn around and say, there's a sinful man. Because Zacchaeus had changed, boys and girls. And it was because of the Lord Jesus that he had changed. Will you remember that story, boys and girls? Will you remember about the Lord Jesus and the difference that he can make to a man so many years ago who was so sinful? And we today can have that same change through what the Lord Jesus